February 22nd, 2025. It's time for This Week in Waukesha, the new podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in our Banting Park neighborhood. And I am joined by our wonderful producer, Greg Bach, who's at the WAUK studios in down in Victory Avenue in Radio Park. And Greg, I'm sure you know, for regular listeners, he produces and helps out with the Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, and is also part of Matinee On Air with Jane Matinee. Those shows are 6 to 8 and 10 to 12, so Greg gets a nice little reprieve in between shows. But anyway, we're here to talk about this morning's guest, Mary Jane Sanchez. And apologies on the social media. We are promoting that Rico Camacho, a candidate for 15th District Aldermanic office, was going to be our guest, but he had to cancel because of a family emergency. He may be joining us next week, but here to fill in is Mary Jane Sanchez, who many Waukesha residents know, a longtime Waukesha resident. She owns her own digital marketing agency in downtown Waukesha. And one of the brands that she promotes is Wisco Mary, which is a celebration of Wisconsin's great Bloody Mary heritage and features the many products, bars and restaurants that Bloody Marys are a big part of their culture as well. And so, Mary Jane, thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Greg.
We saw Mary Jane at the Rotary Club's 71st annual pancake breakfast, in which I was the master of ceremony. So thanks again to Rotary for participating. Rotary in Waukesha has been around for over 100 years, and this is their 71st annual breakfast. Talk about a great tradition. It was well attended. Mayor Sean Riley was on the gluten-free pancake section. Congressman Scott Fitzgerald, he comes every year. He came in earlier than usual and left early to go to the Badger game in Oregon that's starting right now as the interview takes place. So it was neat to catch up with a lot of people. Alicia Halbin-Slavin was there, 11th District Alderman. But anyway, the first question, Mary Jane, we should talk about. Mary Jane's been very active in local politics and all things Waukesha, a small business. And the elephant in the Waukesha living room this week was the arrest of 15th District Alderman Corey Payne, his second arrest in 2 years involving a domestic situation. This one is stalking. We're not going to go deep into the, it is an ongoing criminal investigation, and Corey is considered innocent until proven guilty. He was my guest on a podcast 2 weeks ago, so you can catch that on my podcast page. This, he's running for his fifth term. And so the question for Mary Jane after the long intro is, what do you think, how will this impact Corey's chances to seek re-election, again, against Rico Camacho?
Well, Corey has a longstanding reputation in common council as an advocate for fiscal responsibility in the community. He's out there. Sometimes he gets long-winded, but I always feel that his heart's in the right place and somebody that we definitely know and need on the common council. It's difficult when you're accused of things and that affects things prior to any actual conviction. And sometimes we wish we could keep our personal lives out of our business or public lives. But I'm in nothing against Enrico Camacho at all, but I don't know him or his record. And I know Corey has stood by a good record with the city. And I think that in all times, all levels of government should have fiscal responsibility. And that's what we look for, to reduce our taxes and to do the things that we actually need done in the city. So I'm not in Corey's district, but I hope that things work out for benefit of the city and himself as well.
Sure. But how do you think it'll impact the campaign? I mean, will people?
Let me just say again, it's because maybe I know Corey, but anytime there's something like that, you have people's opinions, and that same thing happened, and sorry to interject here, but with Kathleen Cummings, and she was vindicated And people can accuse people of things. And I always think there should be some responsibility there or accountability there as well. But it will at some point impact his campaign unless people know him or know the truth, or maybe the truth is not a good thing, but we'll see. I don't know all the details, sure. So it's hard for me to say, but anytime there's bad publicity, people eat it up. So there you go.
Well, mentioning our mutual friend, Kathleen Cummings, and my fellow former elder, we were relieved of our duties around the same time, which feeds the conspiracy theories. I do need therapy from that. But Kathleen Cummings, as we know, was vindicated late spring after a 2-year trial, criminal offenses regarding her election. It was about election fraud and the fact that she occupied two homes, one in her district and one just footsteps outside the district.
Five blocks.
You were a true friend of Kathleen throughout that, and she was vindicated. She did later that summer, early fall, prior to the November presidential election, a federal suit was filed on her behalf, and I believe it was against the city of Waukesha, the mayor of Waukesha, the former city administrator, Kevin Lehner, and I believe the city attorney, Brian Running, was also mentioned in all this. Do you have any status on that or any intel based on your relationship with Kathleen and the support you've been providing?
I do not have any details as much as but what I do know is that in all the plea bargaining, that it was that she could not run for office again, and that is something that right there is a federal offense. You cannot, I don't know if it's a better word, blackmail a federal or elected official.
Right.
And everything was to keep her out of office. Mm-hmm. And I think that's clear in the lawsuit. And that's why it's on a federal level and not on a local level, just more because of that. So that's what I know.
When does it, when do proceedings begin in court? Any idea on that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I haven't talked to Kathleen for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I know that it's hurry up and
again,
wait.
For listeners, Mary Jane's a fill-in. You know, Rico Camacho, who's challenging Corey Payne for that 15th district, was supposed to be the guest. And that would have made for some good theater in light of everything that happened. Although, again, we weren't going to talk about the incident in question, but just the timing of it would have been terrific. But, wishing Rico the best with some family emergency that he's been having and all of that. But we had a conversation last night, Mary Jane, when initially we were thinking, who could we get to fill in? And initially I thought you, because again, you've got your finger on the pulse of downtown Waukesha and city life in Waukesha. And it would be great for you to connect with Greg at some point, because Greg grew up here, went to CMH and all that. And I'm sure you've got a million mutual friends or contacts, but you mentioned some young professionals up and coming that you think will be the future of Waukesha and leaders. Would you care to, talk at length about that?
Well, sure. At our age, Don, it's the next generation that's coming, and I see a lot of life and a lot of good things happening. So I myself try to help and mentor where I can.
Okay.
It's always good to give back, because as you know, I love Waukesha.
Sure.
First one, and he's well known around here, is Bo Blask over at Mia's. I probably shouldn't be telling his age, but he just turned 30. And so he's that next generation.
He was my guest in the January podcast. And so I do encourage people to check that out as well. All the podcasts to date have gone live on my podcast page. So I'm glad you mentioned Bo.
And so coming Monday, I'm helping him with a private gin tasting event, so that it's the first run of a series of private dinners that he'll be doing at his location. And Mia's has been around Mama Mia's since the 40s. So he kind of keeps his prohibition feel. And when I went to Italy last year, and I knew this, but I experienced it, that they serve a lot of gins. So we're doing a gin round of cocktails with small plates. and then he'll be able to serve a number of these people as they're the guinea pigs, whatever, and we will photograph and that type of stuff. So it's really having those new people and helping them in the community with the people you already know. So then we're going to move down the block a little bit, going east on South Street, and right in the corner of South and Grand is the Idyllic Bubble Tea House. Now, I was curious to what was going in there, and it's a cute little teddy bear. And when you think of something being idyllic, it's something that's fresh and feel comfortable and euphoric almost. And, you know, like the kingdom or type of things. And you go in there, and yes, they serve bubble tea, but Selena, I forgot her last name, but she has a partner by the name of Sierra. Selena is an attorney that bought this out from another attorney's wife and took it on, and she's doing half time both. Now she's probably definitely sub 30s, and her boyfriend, who I'm very fond of, his name is Oscar. And Oscar, I was his coach, soccer coach in third, fourth, and fifth grade. And
so you made him what he is today.
Yeah, exactly. So here's a funny thing is he was always like a forward. And so with my son Antonio, and one time I needed him to be the goalie. And like 3 years ago, I ran into him and he says, "Mary Jane, I'm still mad at you that time that you made me goalie." Oh, so funny. Isn't that funny? And so I said, "We needed you, Oscar. We needed you." So I got introduced to Selena through Oscar and then, of course, the partner. And she's doing some beautiful things there. It's a place for after school for kids to come and kind of do their homework and hang out and, of course, have something, you know, bubble tea, or they have sweets there. She made a really cute kissing booth for the for Valentine's Day. Wow. They're doing crafts. They're doing something today. I don't remember what it is. Right. And I should have had it up, but she's the next one part of the community. Mm-hmm. So there you go. That are two. And but there are several other ones that are, I'm trying to think, young ones that are coming around. Well, those are two good examples.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Amelia at Copilot.
Yes, and they right underneath you now.
Right underneath.
Right there in the Five Points where you know Knudsen's Popcorn was, and then and Guitar Studio for Life tried doing a sandwich shop there. And it, before that was what, Jake's or something. It was like an ice cream place or whatever.
But, a long time ago was the Sloppy Joe's when I was growing up.
That's what it was, yeah. So but, that's how are you doing?
Well, so she was at the old mountaintop down on Main Street over by the Funky Monkey, and now she moved down below me. Well, first thing is I have to say I love her because I'm a marketer. I love her branding because her name is Amelia.
Of course, like Amelia Earhart. Amelia
Earhart. Yeah. And then so it's Coffee and Pilot. So it's Co-Pilot. And that's the name of her business. So I love that little story there. But now that she's downstairs, I can hardly find a parking spot because, you know, but if people are hard to find a parking spot, they really should park at the parking South Street parking ramp. Yeah. And it's just a block away and it's a good, get your steps in. But people are hanging out down there and I love it. So you can bring your laptop, work with the Wi-Fi. It's just brought a lot of vibrancy to the downtown Waukesha Five Points corner.
Yeah.
So we have quite a few businesses down here and I love to see the life of people just walking around and being involved in downtown Waukesha. Yeah.
I got to mention this because one of Greg's brushes with greatness is that he's cousins with Janie Bach Carlson, who along with her husband, Touchdown Tony Carlson, their son, Travis, has four kids, wonderful wife, great people. But Amelia used to play softball with my daughter, Kiara. When I used to broadcast the games, the softball games on Game Changer. Mm-hmm. And my nickname for Amelia was always Amelia Earhart Carlson.
Oh, I love it.
from the breakaway republic of the village of Waukesha. Yeah, that was my little dig because they live in the village. But yeah, so that's neat that it's Amelia. That was the reason for co-pilot. I think that's awesome.
Well, Don, I will say you have a name for everybody. So you have to say what the name you have coined for me.
Janie.
Right? Yeah, Jane. Well, my nickname, or when I was a kid, my nickname was Janie.
Everybody from high school that we'd run into, like they still called you Janie. So I
know.
Yeah.
And of course, Jennifer Lopez is Jenny on the block.
You're Janie from the block.
Yeah. So there I go. Yeah. There you go.
So, you know, I'm glad you're mentioning these entrepreneurs in downtown Waukesha and their unique concepts. And when I interviewed Bo, he mentioned, he pointed out something I guess I never really thought of, but there's really no, except for the subway there, there's really no chain stores, chain restaurants in downtown Waukesha. Those are all original entrepreneurial concepts. I mean, like People's Park, because they also own
Taylor's,
Oscars, you know, like Oscars that might be the, but it's People's Park. And I got to say, and they're not sponsors, so this is an objective. Every time my wife and I go there for dinner, we went there for last Saturday, it was our Valentine's dinner. Service is always great. The food is outstanding. And I left my Michigan State hat there. And I came back the following Monday and they had it behind the host stand with all the other lost and found items. And it was like, I was in and out in like 5 seconds. And it's like, they never cease to continue to amaze me with all the great things they've been doing in recent years. And it seems like a lot of the places I'm going into in downtown Waukesha, it's a very similar experience. We had dinner a couple Fridays ago at a Mainstream Grill, and they got the best burgers. I mean,
they really do.
Tally's are a very close second, and I know they're not downtown, but that's a
they're still part of Waukesha.
They are very much a part of Waukesha. So, but what other go ahead.
I was going to say, I do have another one we need to speak about, up and coming.
Yeah.
Is Brooke Petty and her fiance, Liam, which I'm sorry to say he has cancer, and they're very vocal about it. And so they've been working hard on the old Donnie Boys, and they took it down to the rafters, Don.
A lot of retrofitting had to take place, I'm sure.
Yep. And there are the Bars Inn. I saw videos were Snapchat friends. And so we're supposed to get together soon. So I think that's somebody that we could put onto the show in the upcoming days. And
that would be terrific if you could make that connection.
She's a GM over at Gristmill in Heartland. Mm. And then she has her own people and her own bouncers. Okay. And it's going to be sorry, that's going to be a change from what it was. No disrespect, but you know, she will definitely be part of the community. She's a great person, and she and I know a lot of people in common in the food and beverage industry. And she is also sub 30, so that's another up and coming young entrepreneur.
That's great. And, you know, Magellan's, we'd be remiss without mentioning Dan Italiano. I mean, they've been in business for like probably close to 14, 15 years. But Dan started that. He took it over like in his like mid, late 20s, I believe, maybe earlier than that.
I love him. So, and he's great for the community. And I know it's been at least 17 years because when I was speaking to him setting up at Friday Night Live this summer, he said, gosh, it's been 17 years and he's still setting up tents. And he's like, we'll see how long this goes.
Yeah.
But he's a great part of the community. And I've seen that place enlarge and grow. He's done a good job there.
So, Janie, we got less than 2 minutes left. What do you want listeners to know about what's going on in Waukesha that they should be aware of or they should be advocating for or supporting? Or what do you think is like issue number one in downtown Waukesha? We got 1 minute.
Oh, issue number one, I mean, people would love to have the open intoxicants, and I know we tried to do that a number of years ago, or we had planned
for Friday Night Live,
Friday Night Live, yes, correct. And you can do it on extension of premises, but you really can't walk around. But if all the people got together, both the community and the business owners, I think that could happen. I think the time is right. And Fond du Lac and Appleton told us once that we were crazy that we didn't do it because they raise a lot
Others
of money.
Have too, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary Jane Sanchez with Work Hub and Wisco Mary. Be sure to check out that website if you're a Bloody Mary fan like me. Thanks so much for not only filling in, but really adding some rich content to the Waukesha discussion. Have a great day. I know we'll see each other very soon. And thanks, everybody, for listening in. Stick around for podcast 2. My guest is Aaron Spencer, candidate for District 11 Alder. Thanks again.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye. See ya.